Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we talk about all things that will help support you in your first year with baby. So if you are ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome back to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I want to start this episode with another reminder. I promise you, it will only be a few more episodes I bring this up just to set the tone for those of you that are tuning back into this podcast after the break that we had. So all of our information has now shifted here in this podcast to focus on moms-to-be and new mamas in their first year to year and a half. And then all the other information for you seasoned mamas has moved over to my other podcast called the Soulfully Happy Mama Podcast. So I am holding on to all the old episodes. They're staying in here. So if you love that content and you want to catch up, if you missed anything, it's going to be there. It's going to stay there. It is going to be evergreen. So you always have access to that. If there's just going to be new content and new topics and things that are going to be brought into the podcast that is over there. If you want to know all about that podcast or check it out, the link for that is in the show notes. You can just click on that for the Apple Podcast link and the Spotify link that I have in there. And again, it airs in all the same places, so you can really listen to it wherever you listen to your podcast. So just wanted to remind you guys that that shift has happened in case you're like, she's talking more to the new moms. What's going on? That is your information there. I will constantly be updating you guys and sharing and being transparent with any other information, any new things going on. I've had a lot of shifting in my business and how I'm bringing information. So I will always keep you in the loop. All right. So for today's episode, this is the time of year where I love sharing and talking about all of the things that pertain to us moms around the holidays. This is holiday season. Thanksgiving is about to come up. We have Christmas and Hanukkah and other holidays. We have the New Year coming up. So this is a pivotal time where a lot more stress and anxiety and pressure and responsibilities and rushing and pressure happens in the atmosphere for moms. And especially if you are a brand new mom, this is the time you have a newborn or any child underneath the age of one, it can be very taxing. It can be very confusing as to what to do. So I am really going to bring in the next few episodes around this time of year information to help to support you in this time for the holidays. So I wanted to start this whole kind of series, holiday series, I guess I'll call it, with the overall for you, with the what do you need to know that's going to help support you the most at this time of year. And then as the episodes progress in this series, we'll dive deeper into more details on how you can really implement these things. And I'll also answer any questions you guys have. If you do have questions you want for me to answer in this podcast, or you have a topic you want for me to cover, reach out to me, you guys. I love hearing from you. I've been receiving so many DMs on Instagram lately. I've had a lot more followers coming in on TikTok lately. I love hearing from you guys and just your shares on how this podcast is helping to support you. I'm getting a lot of questions about specific things. So I want to answer those things for you. So never hesitate. I'm always there to support you in any way that I can. So reach out to me on Instagram or on Facebook. Send me a DM. I will respond to you, usually in a voice message. So just send it to me. I love hearing from you. And that information, again, is in the show notes if you ever want to reach out. So let's get into this. This time of year, I want to give you some top tips that are going to help to really get you through this holiday season time with more ease. More joy, more ease, less stress, less anxiety. Make it easy. So this information is also going to be in the other podcast, but in the other podcast, it's for the seasoned moms. It looks a little bit different. This is tailored specifically to you brand new mamas. Okay. So let's start with taking things a step at a time. We can really jump ahead. We can really get overwhelmed because we think of the thousand of things that are on our plate and that we have to do. And it can feel overwhelming, especially when you have a newborn you are taking care of. You're getting the hang of things already. You're navigating, figuring out this time, really navigating your sleep. You're really trying to figure out how to implement self-care for yourself. There's so many moving parts that are already a lot for you. So it's super important when the holidays come up because you're, you know, family members, you're gonna, there's events, there's parties you get invited to. There's a lot of things that come up. And so it's super important to remember to take that moment, pause, take a step back, and allow for yourself to take things a step at a time. If it feels overwhelming, if you have so many things on your plate, take it a step at a time. It is okay to do so. You don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to be able to do all of the things and be superwoman or super new mom, right? It's important for you to be able to navigate this time at a pace that works well for you. So take things a step at a time, one thing at a time. That is pivotal for you in this. For me, when I was in my postpartum time and I had my daughter when she was a newborn, oh my goodness, there was so much on my plate at the holiday times, and I really didn't take things a step at a time. And it got extremely overwhelming trying to figure out gifts for everybody and where we're going for this and who and what food am I cooking or making and bringing and is there hosting and where are we going to be at and what are we going to be doing and what do I need to contribute and blah, blah, blah. It just got so overwhelming. There was so much on my plate. And I remember feeling it so much that I would freeze. Sometimes I would just freeze because it was too much. I would experience more anxiety attacks at that time. I really found myself hiding at the holiday events and needing to just get away from everybody because it was too much. It was a lot on the plate. So if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, feeling anxious, you really are feeling a lot of pressure, I encourage you to take that step back, to take that pause, and to take everything a step at a time, okay? It can literally look like right now, all I can handle is, you know, taking care of the baby and us figuring out what we're doing for Thanksgiving. That's all I can handle right now. I can't think about anything else. This is all that I can handle. Let's figure that out, then move on to the next thing. Okay? It can be as simple as that. So find your way, find what feels right for you, and go with that when it comes to taking things a step at a time. Okay? That's the first thing. I really just want for you to just break it down into smaller pieces, because the big things can seem like a lot, or everything at once can seem like a lot. So chunking it down is what we like to call it, really, really helps. And that helped me with navigating the anxiety, the depression, the stress, the overwhelm, really into more manageable pieces. So I'm hoping that helps to support you as well. All right, the next thing, let's take that of what we just talked about and also add to that prioritizing. This helps me immensely. In the holiday season, if you prioritize, you put the most important things at the top of your quote unquote list, whether it's a physical list you have or a list in your head, it's going to really help to bring, again, that stress, anxiety, really down to more manageable pieces at a manageable level for you. So what I mean by prioritizing is what things are the big things that you need to get done. Now, it's not just the to-dos that I'm talking about prioritizing. This is a pivotal time, again, for you to be prioritizing your well-being and, again, the well-being of your baby. most important thing. Because if you are not okay, the baby's not going to be feeling okay, right? The baby really feels what you feel. They feel that stress and that energy. They feel when you're anxious and they respond to that. It really is a connection that people don't understand until they have that baby. They feel it. So it's important for you to manage your feelings, your well-being at this time, and that of your baby and your family. Okay, that's your biggest priority, managing the well-being. So when it comes to your mental, your emotional, and your physical well-being, making sure that that is at the forefront. What's going to be best for you and your baby and your family, mentally, emotionally, and physically speaking? If you're feeling run down and you're not feeling well and you're not honoring that, it's going to end up turning things into a more anxious experience, a more stressful experience, right? If you're overdoing it and you're finding yourself exhausted, doing those things is going to be more exhausting. Trying to tack on that next thing on your list is going to feel more taxing. You're going to feel exhausted. Your cup will be empty. You will find yourself feeling out of place or feeling off, feeling more tired or more frustrated, a lot easier, or more sleepy, whatever that is that comes up for you, your body's going to let you know. So it's very important to prioritize your well-being and the well-being of your baby and your family, and taking that into account first. What is going to be best for you and your family in that capacity when it comes to the holidays, when it comes to whether it's visiting family, family visiting you, when it comes to going places, if you're traveling, what does it look like to prioritize that first, your well-being first, okay? Then after that, we're going to talk about the list of all these responsibilities, whatever that looks like for you. We all have different holiday experiences. Some people travel, some people stay home, some people host, some people don't. It looks different for everybody. But all of us in some way, shape, or form have that list, right, of the things. So my trick, I've done an episode in the past on this. Feel free to kind of dig through past episodes and check it out about prioritizing. But I love to use this example of the jar. Okay, imagine this big old jar that you have, this big glass jar, and you want to fit some very large rocks, some sand, some smaller pebbles all into it. Okay, they all normally fit, but you have them all out and you want to be able to make sure that everything will fit in and the lid will screw on. Now, what we do a lot of times as people, as human beings, we put in like the sand and the pebbles first, and then we try to fit in these big rocks. And what ends up happening is they won't fit. The whole thing, you're like, I know all of this fits, but for some reason, I guess the order I'm doing it isn't working. So you have to take everything out and try again. Now, this works beautifully when it comes to prioritization. It's such a great metaphor or imagery or visualization exercise to use to help you when it comes to prioritizing. The first thing you have to do is put in the big rocks. You put in those big things first. Then you put in the smaller rocks and pebbles, and then you pour in the sand. Because what happens is those smaller rocks and pebbles will fall into the nooks and crannies, and then the sand will find its way around everything else and fill up the rest of the jar. If you put the sand and the pebbles, which are the smaller things, in first, it doesn't leave room for all of the bigger rocks, which are your bigger priorities or bigger things on your list to fit in there. So what I want for you to do this holiday season is find what are those big things you have to get done. What's going to take the most of your time and your energy? What are those big, huge things that are, no matter what, they have to get done, they are the biggest things on your list? And focus on getting those done first. this has saved me so many times and it's helped me to get so many more things done. Because what happens is you're trying to get all these tiny little things done, which always tend to keep happening and appearing on your list, right? You get those little chores done, you know, one day, and then 2 days later, you're like, I have to do these again, right? They keep coming up and it pushes those bigger things out of the way. And then suddenly in the back of your mind, you keep thinking about those big things that have to get done. And it weighs on you and weighs on you, and it's turning in the back of your mind, and it's stressful. It causes for you to feel anxious and to feel more stressed out than you need to be. So if you prioritize those big things, it's going to help you in working through getting things done for the holidays with more ease. So I encourage you to really intentionally think about what are the big things for the holiday season that you need to get done, and then begin working on that first. Okay. So really prioritizing, it's going to help you. Okay. Next thing is planning ahead. Plan ahead in those ways so you know that, hey, I can't focus on, you know, C, D, and E. I can only focus on A right now. I can only focus on B. All of these things go hand in hand, you guys. They really, really, really do help. These are my top tips for you for the holiday season. Okay, so plan ahead, as ahead as you can, thinking about that. That way you can prioritize. That way you can know what you can handle and what you can't, so you can chunk it down and take things a step at a time. All right, next thing, huge, huge for you right now, is delegating. Oh, I know a lot of us don't like to delegate. We don't like to ask people to do the things, right? Delegation looks a little bit different for you than it does for seasoned moms, okay? For you with a newborn, for you with a baby right now, it's important for you to ask for support. Okay, what can your significant other take off of your plate and get done for you? You have a lot going on where it's 24/7 with this baby already. So you can't do everything. It's okay that you can't do everything. You're not supposed to. You're only supposed to do what you can and put your best foot forward and take care of yourself and this baby. So delegate and ask for support where you can. If you know that there are certain things that you need to go buy at the store and you can't get to the store, ask for someone to do that for you, or ask for someone to bring you things that you need. Begin to ask for the support, okay? Or if you just need a break to just get some time to yourself, or you do want to do it yourself, maybe someone can watch the baby while you go run that errand so it's easier for you. What's going to make this easier? Ask for the help. Delegate those things. Delegate the chores. You know, I can't get everything done in the house right now. Can you take care of A, B, and C, and I'll take care of, you know, D, E, and F myself, you know, as the week goes on. Whatever it looks like for you. Delegate and ask for support. So important. If you want it to be easier, if you want to feel good this time of year, holiday seasons, make sure you're asking for that support and delegating where you can't. Okay. And then the next thing is boundaries. I'm going to do a full episode in this series on boundaries, which I'll dive deeper into. But the main thing is I want you to get this in your mind, to set boundaries for yourself. And that just means, hey, saying no when you're not feeling it and you're not up for it, right? You're honoring that self-care that we were talking about, of your well-being, really taking that into account and saying no or saying yes where it feels right for you. It's setting boundaries on, I'm not going to travel 5,000 places because it's just not going to work for us this year. Things look different now that we have this baby. So let's figure out what that is and set our boundaries around what's right for us. Okay. That really goes into that self-care piece that we were talking about, really goes into that, prioritizing your well-being. So just discover and think about, what are your boundaries this holiday season? What are you willing to do and not willing to do this holiday season in order to establish that well-being for yourself, for your baby, and for your family? All right. And then the last thing is enjoying the holidays. Really allowing for yourself to enjoy the holiday season, whatever that means and however that looks like for you. I think a lot of us, and this is coming from my perspective as a seasoned mom and having so many other mom friends and clients that I've worked with, we tend to forget about the joy piece. We put the joy aside and we jump into responsibilities and the hecticness and the lists and the to-dos and all the giving. And we lose sight and we forget about the joy and the happiness of what the holiday seasons are really about. Really taking in family time, really taking in the joys and the things we love ourselves about the holidays. So I encourage you to begin practicing this right now and making it an intentional piece of your holidays every single year. Remembering, yes, it's about the kids and family and things, but it's also about you enjoying it yourself. You are just as important. You matter just as much. So give yourself that gift this season for enjoying it, the happiness piece. Give that to yourself. Let yourself really be at peace in that area, whether it's setting something aside or really scheduling something specific for you or scheduling something specific for you and your significant other, whatever it is, maybe getting together with, you know, a couple of friends, just really making sure that you are enjoying something about the holiday season this year for yourself. Don't let yourself get caught up and lose sight, because later on you look back and you say, oh my goodness, I don't even remember what I did that holiday, or I haven't enjoyed a holiday season in 3 years because I've been so focused on my kids and all of these things I have to get done. Allow for yourself to be able to look back and say, wow, I've really loved the holiday seasons every single year. There's been something that sticks out to me. I've really been able to take it in. I'm telling you right now from experience that this is something that will change the game of motherhood for you. Don't fall into this quote unquote trap that a lot of us moms have done. I had to switch gears for myself. I had to remember this and intentionally begin to implement it. And it was really a big change for me. It was almost like pulling teeth for myself to be able to, oh yes, I have to remember me. But once I did, the holidays felt different. They feel different. Now, I really prioritize my joy. I do things and implement things with my family now that I love. I'm like, you know what, guys? I love baking cookies, or I love baking these things. It's a part of our holiday season every year. I do it. Whether my kids want to join me or not, I'm doing it because I love it. And it makes me feel happy and fulfilled within myself. And I do that and I feel so good. Watching my Christmas movies. They're cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies. I do it every year, several days throughout. I'll keep it in the background. It's something that brings me joy. So I bring that to the table to fill my cup, and it makes my holiday seasons so much more fun, so much more fulfilling. So what can you do to bring that for yourself? True enjoyment this holiday season. So that's kind of what I wanted to get into this episode. And I hope this helps you. I hope this gives you some ease, some joy, some ideas, some support for yourself going into this holiday season as a newer mom or a mom that has a newborn this holiday season. Again, I'm going to make this a series. I kind of decided that as I've been recording this episode, and I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into some of these topics, some of these points that I gave you in this episode so that you can really implement them on a deeper level for yourself. We'll dive into boundaries. We'll dive into, self-care and delegation, even a little bit more into prioritizing things. But I wanted to give you that jump start here in this episode in hopes that it really sets you up for the beginnings of this holiday season. And we're going to dive deeper into other stuff too. But if you have a topic you want for me to talk about when it comes to navigating a newborn this holiday season, please reach out to me, like I said, on Instagram or on Facebook or even on TikTok. Send me a DM, ask the questions, and I will do my best to support you to my capacity of what I can. I am so excited you're here. I love recording these episodes. I love that you are tuning in. Please, please, please share this episode with a fellow new mom or mom-to-be in hopes that this helps to support them this holiday season as well. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. And I hope you have an incredible rest of your day. All right, mama, until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Hey, mama, thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening. And I hope these episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.